rocket, pop is gold.
Welcome to Rocket Pop Reviews, giving Christian families a reliable source for reviews of movies, shows, books, and podcasts.
Every four computers now have primary control of critical vehicle function.
We're serious about the fun of entertainment.
Nice to be in orbit.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
And now your hosts, Steve Manuel and Jeff Davenport.
Here at Rocket Pop Reviews, we want to be your tour guides through the world of cinema. I thought it'd be fun today if we just looked at the 10 longest theatrical runs in movie history. And let's quiz our friend Jeff, the movie student, the guy with the degrees, and see how many of these he can name and what his memories are around the top 10 longest theatrical runs in movie history.
I think it's important to say that nowadays we go, a movie was out for a few weeks. Now it's on TV. It was in the theater. Now we're talking about movies that would show up in a movie theater. You couldn't get it on VHS, DVD, streaming. It would just sit in the theater for an incredibly long period of time so that on any given Wednesday, many months after a movie came out, someone could go, let's go see that movie again. And they would go see it. It's insane. Yeah. It's so hard for us to process this in our modern mindset.
Yes. There's a recent movie that came out that I was interested in watching. And I thought to myself, if I don't get to the theaters within about 3 weeks, I will miss this film in the theaters. And I did. I missed it. But when you consider number 10 on our list, it was in movie theaters over a year. It wasn't that long ago.
So everything after this will be longer than a year.
Longer than 1 year.
Imagine a movie coming out in
movie theaters for 54 weeks. That's a long time. Yeah. And Jeff, this movie got a lot of airplay. There's a lot of chatter about this movie. You and I will still remember this because it's in 2009. There was CGI involved heavily. And that's probably most of what got the chatter about it. And do you want any more hints? Or are you ready to guess?
Are there blue people in it?
There are blue people in it. There are now rides where you can revisit this world.
It's the Smurf movie.
It is 2009's, not the Smurf movie. It's Avatar, James Cameron's Avatar. It grossed over $2.7 billion in the box office, and it was in movie theaters for 54 weeks. What are your thoughts on Avatar?
There is an inverse relationship between how long that movie was in theaters and how much I enjoyed it. I'll tell you my Avatar story. So my wife and I, we saw it in Boulder, Colorado. We lived near Boulder at the time. We're like, well, I guess we got to see this movie. Everybody's talking about it. Well, it might be interesting. So we go in there and, you know, it's a 12-hour movie. And I'm just sitting there and like, I hate this movie. I hate this movie. I hate this movie. I can't believe we spent, you know, $20 to go see this movie. I'm not lying. Someone about 10 rows in front of us lights up a joint. And then I'm like, oh, now I'm even madder that someone. And then I go, wait a minute. So I go out and complain. And
you go out and get a joint thinking that's the best way to enjoy this movie.
This is the only way I go. I go out and complain. They come in, kick those people out. Because not only can you not do drugs, you can't smoke. You can't produce fire. And after the whole time I'm going, watch this. So we go out and go, we're going to
yell
money
fire
back
in the crowded theater.
Right. We're going to get money back, right? And they go, yeah, here's a couple of free passes. Oh. So I was like, the best thing that happened in that movie was that guy fired up that joint.
That's great. This is a movie I loathed from the first frames that I saw, loathed the trailers, loathed everything that my friends told me about it. I'm very proud to say I've never watched that movie. Moving on, number 9. We're going to go back in time a little bit. We're going to go back to 1997. This movie also in theaters for over a year. It was a drama, a historical drama.
Same director.
I think you're feeling it on this one. Good for you, Jeff. You're 2 for 2. This is 1997's Titanic.
Same relationship in my mind. As long as it was in theaters, this is how much I hated it.
Yeah, I think I saw parts of this on cable later on and was never interested, still not interested in that movie.
My wife, because she's younger than me, it hit her like zone of when she was that age. Uh-huh. And so she's like, let's try watching that again. I'm like, you know, a lot of people like it. Let's give it a shot. And we were both like, oh my word, this is just caricature and cliche. The bad guy should have had a mustache that he twirled.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that story is James Cameron's strong suit. On to number 8. We're going to go way back in time to 1984. What a cavalcade of movies came out in 1984. This is going to probably surprise some people. This is a comedy, and it was in movie theaters for over a year.
I'm going to guess one of our favorite films, Ghostbusters.
I probably would have made that same guess if I'd been set up the way that I've set you up. You've got to be close. I'd love to know what the runtime on that movie was. But no, indeed, that was a movie that was carried by a couple of guys. This movie is carried by one guy. It is a black guy.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop, starring Eddie Murphy. It was in theaters for 56 weeks, and it has grossed over $200 million.
Which, that's all, these numbers don't matter at this point because of inflation. Like $200 million, that's what a silly little horror movie today makes in 3 weeks.
Good point. These are $84, as they like to say.
1984.
All right, number 7, 1985. This is in the, this is kind of in the...
All you had to say was 85. All you had to say was 85. But go on.
This is kind of in the Indiana Jones genre, where it's kind of an adventure. It's kind of a comedy.
Back to the future. Back to the future.
It's Back to the Future, starring Michael J. Fox, Robert Zemeckis' classic. It was in movie theaters 78 weeks. So that's a year and a half. I don't think we can quite conceive of what that's like.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Now we're going to jump back forward in time. We're going to go to 1993 for number 6.
Well,
also a CGI movie.
Oh, Toy Story.
Not Toy Story.
Is it Pixar?
How about this? Spielberg, 1993.
But that's not what I'm going to do.
Jurassic
Park.
That's
not what I'm going to do. When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth. It's Jurassic Park from 1993. It comes in at number 6.
We'll be reviewing that on Rocket Pop, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That'll be reviewed for sure. It was in movie theaters for an astounding 81 weeks.
One of those later weeks was a time when you and me and your sweet dad went down to North Oaks Dollar Theater and saw it.
Is that right?
Yeah. You're like, Dad, you got to see this movie. And I was like, is your dad going to like this? And I think you said, my dad likes everything.
My dad's never seen a movie that he didn't like. He's like, that was great. we got the treat of Jeff Goldblum. We had to endure Laura Dern to get that, but it was worth it.
Hold on to your butts.
Number 5. This is 1982. And this movie is the reason that we looked up this list.
1982. Confused. I'm going to say Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's E.T.
Oh, E.T. of course, Doug.
It's
E.T.
another Spielberg showing, which was in theaters exactly as long as Jurassic Park. It was in theaters for 81 weeks. That movie really didn't have... didn't really have any stars in it. The star was a puppet.
Star was the story. I thought that was going to be number one, E.T. It was an institution. You know, it was a thing that, it was like having a Chuck E. Cheese in your neighborhood. It's there. Do we want to go do that thing? I guess because it's there.
I'll be right here.
And, you know, where could you see a great review to see if this is a good family film for you, Jeff?
Rocket Pop is go!
Right here on Rocket Pop Reviews. Let's go to number 4. We're about to blow everybody's brains. So now we're going to go to a movie, number 4. We're now going to cross the 2-year threshold. This movie is in theaters for over 2 years. I'm not going to tell you the year because that will give it away. It's an old movie.
Oh, well, if it's really old, are we talking about 1939?
It's 1939, Jeff. This is Gone with the Wind. They say that if you adjust for inflation, Gone with the Wind is the highest grossing movie of all time, making an astounding total of $3.44 billion, according to Guinness World Records.
That's crazy. I find that movie, it's very long. It's strangely enjoyable. You'd be surprised. Although I was disappointed. What you need to know going into Gone with the Wind, if you are going to watch it, is this movie is about a main character, the woman, and she never gets better. She's on a character arc, and she's not. She is the same person at the end as she is at the beginning.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Let's go to number three. And I'm going to say this is going to edge out Avatar for the movie that least deserves to be on this list.
Ooh.
Even more than Avatar. This is number three.
Coming up short here,
pal. 1975. And it is not what you think of as a blockbuster movie that everybody's excited about and everybody's talking about. It's the movie that just hangs on and keeps going. Maybe you're not seeing it at 7 p.m. with the family. Maybe you're seeing it at the midnight showing, Jeff.
Ah, this is Rocky Horror Picture Show, this strange cult classic.
This is 1975's The Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was in theaters for 118 weeks. It starred Susan Sarandon, Barry Bostwick, and Dr. Frank Inferter, Tim Curry. I believe I've seen clips of this movie. I've never seen it, have no interest in seeing it because I'm not into kink.
I don't think it could properly factor in this movie because it still shows in some places as a midnight show like once a week. So
yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Number two, we're going to a film from 1977.
Well,
that says it all for you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What movie started in 1977 and it was a landmark movie that was in movie theaters for 2.5 years?
Is it a sci-fi movie?
It is a sci-fi movie, and you will recognize a couple of the names from it, but you wouldn't have at the time. You wouldn't have known who these people are.
Logan's Run.
It is. It is Soylent Green. No. It's Star Wars, a movie that has now been retitled Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Nope.
How do you feel about that?
Nope. It's Star Wars.
Okay. It's called Star Wars. It made a lot of money and it was in movie theaters forever.
I'm very surprised it's not number one.
Number one, Jeff. That brings us to number one. I don't want to tell you the year.
Okay.
But this movie, along with a movie that's not on the list, Mary Poppins, is probably in the pantheon of sort of Mount Rushmore movies. For the little Christian girl, it's about a woman. There's music involved.
Does the music have some sort of like sound to it?
There is a sound involved with the music.
All right.
And this movie is not about the rhythm of music. No. It's not about the dancing that the music inspires.
The instrumentation?
It's about the sound of music. This is 1965's The Sound of Music. And this movie was in movie theaters nearly 3 years. It was in movie theaters for 147 weeks.
Did they not put out other movies?
I think this movie was in theaters long enough that it had babies and it had other movies.
It had a term of office.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There was a different president in office by the time this thing was out of the theaters. Goodbye. You know, the Sound of Music has been so enduringly popular. We own it in our home, and now it's on. Boop, 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 boop. Click, click, click. There it is. You can take tours to this day of Salzburg that are highlights of locations from the movie. This was 1965, before I was born. This is like 65 years ago. What? And anyways, the makers of that movie hit on something pretty good. I doubt that today's movie makers are interested at all in whatever they did to make that so wholesome, so enduring, and so loving. Jeff, that is the list of the top 10 theatrical runs of all time. What do you think?
I'm surprised Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back aren't on there. But of course, I'm thinking of it through my lens of my age. I'm also thinking
the movies, the top 10 movies Jeff really loved as a 10-year-old.
No, that I remember being in theaters forever and then coming back, that Jaws. And the one I remember, I was really surprised it wasn't on the list. I just remember Top Gun, two movies. I remember Top Gun and Crocodile Dundee being in theaters so long that you would, again, a bunch of middle school dudes would be like, you want to go see Crocodile Dundee again?
Again?
Why not?
Well, what I'm thinking of is this isn't the list of top 10 movies that had the longest run on HBO when it was on everybody's TV.
That would be Beastmaster.
Grease would be at the number one. What were you going to say?
Beastmaster.
Or Deerstalker. Also, there are these movies that you'd come by and go like, no. That's not for me. I guess maybe dads watch that at 10 p.m. I got to go to bed.
I think the HBO guys were like, we paid a lot of money to get this movie. Let's just promote the heck out of it until people have to watch this movie.
Well, I remember in those days, HBO had like four movies that were running in a month.
Yeah.
And they would finish, they'd finish Grease, and what would come right after Grease would be Grease. And you could just look. They had sent out a little magazine so that you knew what was on HBO in a given month because there's no internet. Nobody's texting us.
I remember
so
that.
So they would send you out a magazine. You'd look and go like, oh, there's only like six or eight movies. And like pretty much the magazine should just say, if you just keep your TV on, you're going to watch all of our movies. They're going to be there.
Should we end this episode by humming the HBO theme song?
Please.
Dun, dun, dun. Da-da, da-da. The camera's going through that little fake miniature town.
I love that camera move. That's top 10. See you next time. Rocket Pop Reviews.
Let's go.
Thanks for listening to Rocket Pop Reviews. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. See you next time for another family-friendly review.